What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Sorry for our long sabbatical, but we are back and we're excited to be here. I am one of your hosts, Angel Lakita Moore Tensley of That Chick Angel TV, and I will let my husband, the other host, introduce himself.
What's going on, y'all? I'm Marcus, Big, a.k.a. Big Tank, a.k.a. Big Marcus, a.k.a. Bald by Choice.
The hair thing is something else for you.
It is. This is difficult. God dang.
Sorry for all these background noises.
We didn't get adjusted before we started. I didn't get adjusted before we started. I'm good now.
Okay. So, as always, please subscribe to our podcast on both iTunes. Come on.
Sorry. Go ahead. Just keep talking.
That's a good sound. That's a good level for you right there. We're both on iTunes. Goodness.
I'm good now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Hurry up.
Shut up.
You're taking too long.
You can subscribe to us on SoundCloud as well as iTunes. Is This Going to Cause an Argument? You can follow Marcus on his Periscope.
I'm on Periscope today. All Sunday. So y'all, by the time you hear it, y'all going to miss it. But
It'll still be up today. On Periscope. They don't take them down.
All right. I'm going to... they do. Mine go down like after 12 hours or something.
It's changed since the last time you Periscoped.
It's changed in the past 6 months, Marcus. And I'm still going to fill y'all in. I think I'm going to record a Tank Talks today.
Okay.
To go up.
All right.
When's it go up? Saturday?
It's supposed to go up on Saturdays.
All right. I'm going to fill y'all in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Praise God. So our podcast is supposed to go up on Wednesday, so we're going to try to get some Wednesdays going again. And then there's other content on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, that you all can check out and subscribe to. So today's topic, and I'll give y'all our social medias at the end, so if you want to contact us, you'll know how. He's not done moving this darn mic.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're done?
I usually get the chance to do this.
I know.
Go ahead. Y'all just got to get used to it. I'm going to keep adjusting until I get my sound right for y'all. I'm doing this for y'all.
The interruption.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's to better yourself. So you're welcome, everybody.
So Marcus and I saw a movie last night. Actually, we didn't see it together. I went to see it with my girlfriends and
her mom.
That's
a different subject. It might cause an argument.
Okay, guys. Because we're going to review this movie, but... Who's wrong here? Who's wrong? Now, I understand your point. This is what happened. One of my homegirls asked me if I wanted to see A Birth of a Nation, the Nate Parker, the film that he produced and wrote about Nat Turner. And I knew this was a movie that me and Marcus were both interested in. So I said to her, first, I need to see what Marcus is doing. Plus, I know this is a movie that we both were interested in seeing, so let me make sure he's okay with it. I forgot to check with him, and so she asked me again in front of him. So I turn to look at him, and I say, Lauren wants me to go to see A Birth of a Nation tonight. Your thoughts, basically, was what I
looked at it as the fact that you're asking, which you shouldn't be, because you knew I wanted to see this. And most likely, if it's a movie that one of us really want to see, we just go see it again. There's even no question about it.
So you feel like just asking the question was a...
It's like on our anniversary, hey, babe.
Don't even compare.
All right, whatever. But it's something that you know we usually do together. Like, we ain't never... Both of us have never been interested in a movie, and we ain't went to see it together.
Listen, though, this is the big thing, and I kept telling Lauren this. This is not a movie that I would have typically saw in the movie theater to begin
but
with.
But it don't matter. That does not matter.
Okay. So,
yeah, you're wrong. I don't care what y'all say. I know y'all, bunch of y'all gonna jump on her side by default.
Listen, no, yesterday.
And I told her, I said, I'm not mad because I wasn't. I really didn't care. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. I know she makes a big deal out of stuff like that.
But I also would have told you, no, we gonna see that together.
Told me what?
If you would have sat there and asked me.
But I wouldn't have asked because I'm trained by now.
You're mad that I asked, not because I was asking to get permission.
I'm not mad at all.
Oh, you are.
I just made that comment.
You feeling sometimes, you think I'm wrong.
No, I'm pointing something out that you would have gotten mad at me for doing.
But you said I'm wrong, did you not? Just now, in the recording. You said, yeah, you wrong. I don't care what. Yeah,
you meaning I got the better half of this argument or this debate, whatever it is. Marcus, get back in your room, dude. He has not been out here for 3 hours. He knows we're recording. He's going to try to come in here and camera hog.
So let us
anyway,
know.
Anyway, they don't let us know.
I want to know their opinion on it. Yes, let us know in the comments below.
Anyway, I wasn't mad at all. I was like, nah, y'all can go. watch the movie.
He felt some type of way because he brought it up.
I didn't. So the only way I felt is like, okay, so she's doing something that she would forbid me to do.
But I would say it to you if you asked me. That's the difference.
And that's how much I didn't care. I really don't. I didn't mind.
If you didn't care, you wouldn't have brought it up.
I care that you would have cared. That's what I care about.
The difference is that I asked you. That's the difference. It'd be different if you just did it and you didn't tell me. That's when I'd be upset. If you asked, you said, Aline really wants to go. No, and I would say, listen, I would have said, well, you know, I really wanted to go with you to go see
you. No, she would have been like, yeah, it's fine. No, you'd have been like, yeah, that's fine. And then she's like, she would have gave me the energy, so I know I'm in the wrong. She wouldn't be like, that was something that I really wanted to go see with you.
No,
but if you want to go,
let the record reflect.
She ain't no angel, y'all. She be trying to
let the record reflect. Let's rewind. I'm gonna take it some years back, pre kids. You remember my birthday weekend? You and B. B was like, I'm going to the Jamie Foxx party, and you were like, Angel, yo. B invited me to the Jamie Foxx party. Okay. I want to roll out. And I said, yo, this is my birthday weekend. If anybody gets to go to the Jamie Foxx party, I want to go to the Jamie Foxx party.
Okay, but where was we at the time when that got brought up?
We were at Denora's house.
In a pool with a bunch of your friends. It was a few of us.
No, it was me, you, and Denora.
Like, you was already with your friends at the time. And I don't know what you be having planned for your... But this is before you started planning your big birthday extravaganza.
Right, exactly. So it's
you was like,
long,
I'm doing
that.
Me... It's my birthday.
But I'm
granted,
saying,
your birthday's on 4th of July weekend.
But what I'm saying is you were able to ask and I was able to then say, no, I want to go.
Well, like she said, pre-kids, we had little Marcus 2 years after we were married. So were we even married yet?
Yeah, I think so.
That's how long ago this is, y'all. So
it's a perfect example, though. You were able say something.
We got a limited time, so go ahead.
No, I erased some stuff off of the memory card. Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Your feelings gonna get hurt because they're gonna have my side this time.
My feelings
won't
be hurt.
Even the ones by default that be going for you, well, you know, Angel's probably right. Her name is Angel.
That is not what anybody says.
Yeah, some of y'all.
You just get mad that I be right and that people support my rightness. It has nothing to do with the fact that they are supportive of
Angel
TV. Okay?
Y'all let us know.
Put that pride to the side.
Anyway, and Lauren, this ain't got nothing to do with you because I know you're going to ask, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Why are you doing that?
Because Lauren be blowing stuff out of proportion.
Oh, Lauren, we love you. That's who I went to see the movie with. So y'all see that in a vlog.
Oh my
blog.
God, guys. And she's going to be mad at me because I'm imitating her.
Yes, she is. She should be. So, A Birth of a Nation. Real quick, we'll just throw this out there because it doesn't have much to do with our review of the movie. Obviously, the movie, the critics have been saying it flopped. It didn't do very well with its ticket sales. And I think a lot of that, this is my assumption, has to do with the scandal behind Nate Parker and the other story by credit author, I guess you would say, of this film were both accused in charge for the rape of one of their college classmates. Nate Parker at that time was acquitted. The other guy, Gene or John, however you say it, he was charged and convicted. And then later his ruling was overturned and he was acquitted as well. All of that came to surface after this movie started getting some attention. Yeah. And it blew up a lot, and I think there are a lot of people who potentially did not see, and I could be wrong, did not see it because of that whole scandal.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot has to do with it, because media never brought it up without bringing that up. And it's like, this surfaced, how many years ago was it?
He
like
was
Nate Parker
1999.
So this happened that long ago. Dude was acquitted. He done did all these other movies. Some have done what, I mean, yeah, most movies he does pretty good in movies he's in and produce or whatever, but all of a sudden he's produced his own movie and is expected to be big, and it's very controversial because to me it was very historically accurate. So now I just feel like the media is like, oh, well, we can't let this, you know, the first Birth of a Nation was the real movie, you know, that's the one that, I don't know if y'all know about that one, but it was basically made black people look like zombies, mindless zombies. And so purposely, I think he was counterattacking that whole racial thing into some historical accuracy. And I just feel like that is part of their plot just to, you know, keep him down, you know, keep this movie from doing good. And it worked, you know, I just feel like a lot of, I don't even want to say black people, people of color don't understand how propaganda works. And I feel like that's why this movie isn't doing too well, because it is a good movie. I don't even like slave movies. I'm like, I don't need to see them. I know what happened. I don't need another reason to be enraged and angry. Because I know I've done my research on a lot of that stuff, and it enrages me. It angers me, the fact that, you know, we've gone through so much and a lot of people fail to recognize it. But the movie was very historically accurate, and I feel like a lot of people should go see it. Like, I'm typically not one to ever watch those type of movies, but I was like, no, I want to see what dude did with this. And he actually did a really good job. It was good acting, good storyline. Like I said, it was accurate.
Well, it was accurate in a way. I'm going to stop you there, because it's actually not very accurate to the story of
Nat. It's Hollywood.
It's not accurate to the story of Nat Turner. Once I had to read on some of the specifics to figure out, because that's something that a lot of people have been upset with this movie, is that it's not historically accurate to Nat Turner's life. So Nate Parker is the actor. Nathaniel, or Nat Turner, is the actual person that this movie is about. There are a lot of things. I mean, with historic movies, there are a lot of liberties that writers and producers take in telling the story in order to give it as much cinematic climax and all that stuff for storytelling. So a lot of things were not accurate per se to that man's life, but I think what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, it did a good job of accurately depicting the treatment of slaves.
Yes.
And I guess the climate of social climate at that time.
Yeah, because a lot of movies, like something we pointed out, is you look at any historical movie, and I would like to see somebody put out some lists where there is not a white hero in the movie.
Are you talking about slave movie or just
any historical movie. Mm-hmm. Involving any culture? I don't care what the culture is. There's usually
if it's made in
the United States, it's usually, almost every single time, a white hero in the movie.
Yeah.
What was it? The Last King of Scotland, which was based in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, The Last Samurai. It's not even like like that, but it's like, you know, Tom Cruise. He's the Last Samurai, really. And it's like all these movies. It's like, yeah.
You can't believe you brought up Last Samurai.
It just popped in my head. I'm just trying to think of these movies. But then, you know, people, and that's another reason, you know, a lot of people don't like how, I've read a couple of reviews. A lot of people don't like how white people were depicted in the movie. I'm just like, not everybody wasn't evil, but we were saying, if you're not fighting against the wrongdoing of people, you're part of it.
Yeah, you're a part of the wrongdoing of it. So yeah, that was one of the things I liked about the movie. I've seen a lot of movies that are based around pre-Civil War era in the United States, when slavery was booming and free labor was what was it. The slave trade was still very active. They were still bringing Africans over here, or taking Africans from the islands and bringing them over here for free labor. So we've seen tons of them. And I can't think of one where it's not the case. The hero of the movie is always someone white. It's like this magical white person that all of a sudden says, oh, this is wrong, let me help out this poor Negro person. Now, that's not to say there weren't people during that time period that were white. Was like, this is wrong, I want to help. But this was my first time seeing a story where that person didn't exist, which I feel like was, especially in the South, majority of what was happening. There wasn't this, you know, slavery ended because there was a war, and a lot of people had to be murdered
died for that.
It wasn't because there all of a sudden a bunch of people became nice. It was because a bunch of people were murdered that finally the war caused the South to have to recede. Yeah. And
what did I say? In order for change, you either have to threaten finances or threaten life.
So
every
in this movie, obviously slavery didn't end because of Nat Turner's
not at all.
What is that?
His revolt.
His revolt. Thank you. But it was something to see, like, how far the p- people were being pushed to where it's just like, well, what do you expect when you push somebody so far? Like, eventually something is going to happen that's not going to be kumbaya, we shall overcome.
Right. And I've seen through, it's like the time is slowly lightening slavery in the United States.
Likening to slavery?
Lightening, L-I-G-H.
What do you mean?
Mean they making it seem, they're making it like it wasn't as harsh as it was.
Lightening slavery. Okay.
It's like they, because, you know, Egypt and Africa, you know, people had slaves. But the difference between actually the United States or the, you know, the transatlantic slave, transatlantic slave trade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the only one where people of different cultures were actually, or not different, people of different races were enslaved. In Africa, they had their own in slavery or as servants. They were more servants. It was for the upbringing of the entire culture, which they would work for royal families or wealthy families. They would work for them. Mm-hmm. It wasn't genocide the way it was over here. That's what a lot of people fail to either not know. Marcus, we can see you. People fail to not know or don't recognize is it wasn't a full genocide. You know, there are a lot of pictures that have been put on the back burner that happened, that were taken during slavery, where, you know, a lot of black people were being, slaves were being dismembered. They were putting their heads on spears.
Pull it back to the movie.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm wrap back around to that. Putting their heads on spears, you know, just completely torture. You know, of course, they, you know about the lynching thing where they take the biggest and the strongest and completely torture them in front of everybody else to set an example. And that was happening quite a bit. So you saw Nat Turner in the place he came from, which was slavery cruel, of course, but it wasn't as bad as other places. So when he went around to see that, or I'm telling the movie, but he saw how these others plantations were being treated, how the slaves were being treated. And that's when it was like a turning point. Like, it's some pretty brutal stuff. Even in his upbringing, he hadn't seen anything that harsh.
Mm-hmm. I thought that, I thought the acting was really good. Nate Parker is a great actor.
Out the hood.
I can't remember. Okay,
Nate Parker and Jeffrey Wright, they're at the top of my list.
They're at the top? Really? Nate Parker's at the top of your list?
He's good.
He is good. He's not at the top of my list, but he is good.
He's in the top 8.
Okay. All right.
Jeffrey Wright's at the very top.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey Wright. It's ridiculous. Yeah. The woman who played his mom, her name is like mine. It's like Angel, but it's not. That's not how you say her name. So I apologize because I'm not saying it right. The girl from How to Get Away with Murder who played his wife, even though her role was kind of small in the whole, I felt like how much on-screen time she had was smaller than what I would have thought. Huh?
Who?
The woman who played, she plays his wife.
On How to Get Away, who's it? I don't watch.
She's one
show.
Of the students on How to Get Away.
Okay, I don't.
She's on there.
Not knocking out, I just ain't watched it.
Gorgeous girl.
Yeah, he was able to see right through all that slave beat. Her lips was all chapped. She was all toe down, and he looked. So he's, so you got to buy her.
get her. She looked good. She looked good. She was great. The guy, the guy who played Samuel, his second slave master.
His friend,
he was great.
Friend he grew up. Yeah, he was good.
The preacher,
he's from Sons of Anarchy.
That's what I thought. I think he's from Sons of Anarchy.
I didn't know he could. I met him, not like introduced, but I told him I'm a fan, and he was still in character of Sons of Anarchy. He might be one of those people, and he was weird as all get out.
He probably is.
Like,
weird.
He didn't want me to talk to him.
No,
and he was the same way on the talk show. They did. Sons of Anarchy was a show after where they would talk to the actors, and he was a little strange on there, but yeah, he came on there. I didn't know it. Dude got range. I was impressed.
So Aja Naomi King was his wife. Army Hammer is that's funny that that's his name. Army Hammer was the slave master. Penelope Ann was the mother of him.
That's his the second slave master's name.
Yeah, the son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There were so many good actors. The house slave, the light skinned dude. He was hilarious.
What was he on?
He's been in almost every single Spike Lee movie.
Yeah, I was trying not to giggle at him. He was funny.
Oh, we were laughing out loud in the movie theater.
Other people in the back, they were like, it was like all five of us. Literally, it was five people in the theater
when he went to see it. Yeah.
He was. It was a cut like you can find the fact that you can find. Chance to laugh at that, but yeah, it was funny.
He was so good. Some of the inaccurate things that people didn't like about it was that I was a, okay, first of all, I don't really watch war movies, but when I do, I don't, I'm not expecting for complete accuracy. I know the point of this story is for me to see, one, the cruelty of slavery, two, Nat Turner's revolt, and pretty much that's what I saw, with extra things spiced in there. So like the beating and rape of his wife was something that they said, if he even had a wife, because some people are like, was that his wife? Didn't happen. And
but it happened a lot.
I mean, people, you know, women got raped during slavery. Black women got raped during slavery.
Yeah, nothing was done about it. Kind of like today.
That, yeah. That, look, which
when
makes
she
it,
said, when she said people are getting slaughtered, hung, and killed just from the color of their skin, I'm like, damn, ain't a lot changed since Nat Turner's revolt.
it's still, even though that story took place in, back in 1831, that's from like, it was 1831 was when Nat Turner's revolt happened. There's still a lot of things, obviously we're not slaves, but still people are getting shot in the streets for the color of the skin, so it's still very poignant for what's happening in today's world.
What were you saying about the accuracy?
Also, like, I don't believe, I think he was no longer a slave at that plantation when he did his revolt. Because they were both sold, him and the Sherry person, who, like they said, they're not sure if that was actually his wife or whatever. Not, yeah. They were both sold to different plantations. And
they did have him split up though, because she was at a different plantation.
Yeah. This person
existed. He was still at his. Yeah.
And he was found. He didn't turn himself over. He was found 2 months later. He hid for 2 months, and then they found him 2 months later. What I also loved about it was that they were, I told Marcus when I came home, I loved that there were no bows tied around the end of this.
Yeah, the very end. Yeah, it was like,
it ended horribly. I mean,
ended horribly. That's another thing. A lot of movies, they want to, like, you know, people sitting on the sun, sitting in the sunset and hugging and watching the, you know, it did, no.
Yeah, that's the one thing about movies is, you know, they typically, you know, want it to end with you feeling good. And I like that that wasn't a thought in this movie. You did not end thinking, all right. It ended like, dang, a lot of people died. You know, after his revolt, about 200 black people were killed by mobs and militias that were just mad that this had happened.
Yeah.
And I loved how, even though I had to squint a lot, I loved how gory it was. It was so gory.
Yeah, Angel can't take the gore eyes.
When they started hammering out that slave's teeth so he would eat, ooh, Jesus, I about passed out.
Yeah, that was an actual tactic.
I was just like, is he kicking out his teeth? Is he just chiseling out his teeth? That, and then the murder scenes, hearing the way they did the hatchet, it was just like, oh my God, that's how much like angry you have to be to be like, I'll lose my life and I'll take your life.
Watch your wife raped and hung in front of you, like, what more wouldn't you want to do to that person?
I'm just like,
they killed him too quick. I'm like, nah, let's get some rope. We're gonna drag us out for a couple of weeks.
It was something else. One of the things that my girlfriend who I went to see it with, she was like, I would just try my best not to procreate and just live my life out and die and make sure I did not carry on a legacy of having a child to be born into this. And I was like, well, from my perspective, if you have nothing, you try to bring some joy to your life. And a lot of times that's all you got, is you can make babies. Granted, your baby's about to, and then if you don't know anything else, if you don't see the end as near.
Yeah, that was life.
Like, you know, for some people, like the guy who played the dude in the house, the house slave, he, you know, for him, he was like, don't be thinking about any of this stuff. This is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people, you know what I mean, had that perspective.
A lot of people were born and died in slavery. So it was like their grandparents were born and died in slavery. Their parents did. So they was like, they had that thought process of, this isn't going to end anytime soon.
No. Something that was like a huge like moment for me was when they first showed the cotton field. I think I told you all this before. My mother was a sharecropper's granddaughter, so she picked cotton for most of her childhood in North Carolina. She'll tell you, she still know how much it costs. It was 3 cents a pound. They had to pick a whole pound to get 3 cents for that pound.
And if you pick up a cotton ball,
you know how light it is.
How much it would take to make $12?
So yeah, I was just like seeing that. I was like, that's what she looked at every single morning. Like, I just could only imagine. That's my mama, not my grandmother, not my great grandmother, yeah, the woman who birthed me. So
the woman that's a computer programmer now, making ignorant money.
It's just weird, but though, to know that's what, where
yeah, it's like people. It's stuff didn't happen that long ago.
So
I saw a thing the other day. It's like they keep saying, "Oh, forget about slavery. It's over with. Forget about it." But they always doing Civil War reenactments. It's
like, yeah. Yeah, nobody's forgetting about it anytime soon. But yeah, I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
There was a question that Lauren wanted me to pose, and then we'll end this so we can get to church. She was saying, like, she knows a lot of black people who are just done with seeing slavery movies because they're just like, why another one? Is this our only story? Because it's very true. Like, you will either get a slavery story or a civil rights movement story when it comes to black folk, as far as in like something that has substance to it, that's not like a romantic comedy. So what is you all's stance on that, whether you're black or white? When you see that another movie, like I said, pre-Civil War, dealing with slavery in America comes out, are your thoughts, is this another slavery movie? Or do you just take it with any movie? Like, does it look good? Is it going to be funny?
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. I definitely get tired of seeing slavery movies. I typically try to go see them, but I do get to the point where I'm just like, I know
the story, not of that particular movie, but I knew how it went. Me personally, I want to see a pre-slavery story. I want to see all of that Africa before
you
that.
You want to see an Africa.
I want to see an accurate tale of how before, I'm talking about before the Persian invasion and everybody was light-complected. I'm talking about when King Tut and Nefertiti and that whole royal family was going about. I want to see an accurate story like that. It'll never happen.
I'm going to say, you going to write and produce it?
If I write, it still ain't going to come out. They ain't going to let that come out.
You can come out and put it up on YouTube.
Pre-biblical days, I want to see the accurate count of basically Egypt.
Mm. What is your thoughts on slavery movies, though?
I'm sick and tired. You know, I never liked going to see in slavery movies. It's a bunch. I can name them off right now, and people will look at me like, you have never seen it. I ain't seen Selma. Could care less. I know.
Well, that's not slavery.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, the whole
Civil rights movement.
Civil rights, all of that. Mississippi Burning. I didn't need to see that. I'll mess around and go out and shoot somebody. It's like, yeah, I don't like to go and see those movies. I've been tired of them, but it's like, they'll only allow certain movies to produce to begin with.
I will see it if I think a different perspective is being shown. And most of the time I'll still support, but I'm gonna be like meh when it comes to the quality of it. But this is a movie that I really did like. I'll give it.
I initially just wanted to support him.
Thumbs up. No, I just wanted to see the story of Nat Turner being told. I wanted to see a slave revolt. I cannot think of another slave revolt movie that's been made in my lifetime. If you all know of one, leave it in the comments below. But I like,
there's another one right now about the slave master in the South that led his slaves to freedom. I think it's not Tom. Who's the dude in it? Christian Bale, I think, is the hero of that movie.
Oh.
Yeah. That's typical, though. I was like, I could care less.
Yeah, I want a different perspective. I want a different perspective beside the magical white person. I mean, thank the Lord that there were some magical white people that were back then in the day. But I would love, I feel like we've had enough of those stories. I would love to see different perspectives. Well, guys, we need to get ourselves to church. Thank you so much for watching and listening to this podcast. If you've seen the movie, leave us in the comments below what your thoughts were. Use the hashtag ITGTCAA. If you have any other video ideas, let us know also in the comments, or podcast ideas, let us know in the comments below. Follow Big Marcus on Periscope at Big Marcus 2782.
Is that what it is?
Yes. I am on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Periscope. Instagram and Twitter are both at Angel the Actress, as well as my Snapchat. And then Periscope is That Chick Angel. Facebook is That Chick Angel TV. And then, you know, on YouTube, I'm That Chick Angel TV. Yeah. All right, guys.
And make sure y'all tune in more. Y'all being shady.
They haven't been shady.
I know. It's her.
We... You guys, there's a fly on my camera that I want to kill so bad. I'll almost break my camera. Right.
We're about to. We can go Best Buy right now.
Oh, yeah, right. All right, guys. Y'all be blessed, and we shall talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.
Y'all have a good one.